Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Very few places on the face of the earth give you a better view than the one that we have here at the patio/veranda at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, looking up and down the valley.
Otherwise known as the mobile Sunbury Motors Studio today.
Yes, a great view of the Walmart.
We saw the Sunbury Motors crew come through a few hours earlier here at the 9th hole at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club.
Yes, you were putting on quite a show for them at the time. And
it's my job to get you on the air.
This is the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. The Purdys once again have treated us like gold. We appreciate it so much. I look forward to this event every year. Mark Mahoney, Dick Court, Kevin, and I had a great time playing today on this great layout and just had fun.
Hello, how are you?
I don't think Coach Hort and I talked football the entire day, which is really rare for us.
Well,
He seemed pleased about that, I might add.
How could we possibly talk football when you were analyzing every shot?
Well, that's true. I was taking a few moments and analyzing every shot.
You're going to Ireland?
You're going to see Penn State play.
Well, good, so am I.
Have you radio with you?
I will.
Did you know Carol Slater?
Hello, Carol. Pleasure. Nice to see you. Yes,
absolutely.
Oh, we know that.
This is Judy Carr.
You're going to go there?
Yeah, tailgate party.
Everything. Oh, tailgate party?
Yeah, all the tailgate party, everything.
Fabulous. And sponsored by
golf.
Guinness.
No. Yes.
Oh, we're playing. Yes, I believe we're going to play at Ballybunion. It's on the west coast of Ireland.
I don't think
it's
where we're playing.
Yeah, no. I'm sure you're playing at a municipal course. I'm just kidding.
I'm taking my ads off the radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Steve Jones Show. Steve is no longer allowed to be with us anymore. That's a shame. It's a sad moment.
When did it get cold for the afternoon flight, Judy?
Buhner built a fire. I'm feeling better.
Great to see you too.
Always a pleasure.
It was what?
Oh,
mid
we 60, love those people.
Yeah. Mid to upper 60s when we played this morning. I would say with the wind chill factor, and Mahoney's doing shorts, and we'll have the Steve Jones Show Facebook page full of photos. What would you say the wind chill is, Mahoney? About 40? Yeah, you're feeling 40 right now?
Yeah, it is. Now, that Judy Carr is one delightful person.
Judy is... You know, it's one thing that's been great about this tournament for me is coming in here and really getting to know people. And Judy's incredible. I mean, she really is.
Apparently, she can't.
Mahoney's great. You're great. Kyle's great. So,
Kevin, not so much.
And I understand we're going to be doing the show from Ireland as well.
We are.
In September?
No, it's August.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, September. Yeah, it'll be August, September for the... Yeah. Well.
Kevin will be doing the show from there in September. Steve, you'll be in August.
Absolutely. Looking forward to Kevin staying there through September.
I could pick up the accent and blend in real easy.
You could?
Yeah.
No, we'll...
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give us a little treat.
I can't do it now.
He's got to work
on it. I can't do it on command?
No, I can't do it on command. Like, I come back from South Carolina. I've got a South Carolina accent.
Get yourself a pint of Guinness.
Yes, exactly. Now that's
Come on, I saw Patriot games. You can do this.
You know what?
Freedom! Oh, sorry. All of a sudden, people thought they had the Dave Ramsey show on again.
We're supposed to go... No, yeah. We're supposed to go Tuesday night after practice.
Is it the 29th is the game or something?
No, 30th is the game.
30th is the game.
We're supposed to go that Tuesday night. Then we're supposed to be there, obviously, Wednesday. We'll go to practice. And then Thursday practice. And then Jack and I have discussed, along with Ron Moeller, playing golf on Friday. that was our game plan. Mueller, that was like our big meeting after the blue-white game. Mueller said, I want to know about the golf points. And then he wanted to know whether we could get our golf clubs on the plane. And I said, Ron, no offense. I said, but this is the first trip Jack and I are ever making with this guy. I don't know what we can and we can't do here.
Are you going to FedEx them or what?
Let's go rent them.
Yeah. They have golf clubs in Ireland.
You can rent golf clubs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
We'll just rent them.
Where do you rent golf clubs?
Usually a golf
shop.
Yeah, golf course.
You can rent golf clubs at a pro shop.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
You can rent clubs here.
Do you think that would have helped today?
No, nothing would help your game.
Oh, well, I forget.
I mean, there's just certain there's certain absolutes in life.
Wow. Maybe lightning on the course could help your game.
No, that we had that last time, and that didn't help.
Didn't help at all. Okay. Well,
let's not get into that story. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to make one thing clear. What did not happen today was there were no incidents today involving anyone getting injured.
Oh, wrong. Oh, you got hurt.
Well, or anyone else.
You got hurt.
That was an injury that already existed. That doesn't
pre-existing
count.
Also, it's like, oh!
So what you're saying is it's covered by Obamacare.
Well, let's just say if I was a baseball player.
I'm not sure.
if I was a baseball player, I'd be on the 15-day DL right now. Let's just put it that way, all right?
One of those injuries.
Yes.
It happened at an important moment where, you know, we're basically
beverage
we're
cart.
Out of excuses.
Hang on, beverage cart.
One of the things that people don't know about these golf tournaments, who may be listening but not golfers, is that there are beverage carts frequent the course.
You can rent clubs.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I had no idea you could rent clubs.
I mean, that's what we decided to do. Now, Jack may have his clubs over there because he's going over a week earlier.
He's going over anyway.
No, but he's going over a week earlier because he's going to be in Scotland for a week. He has a friend. He and Joanne have a friend that lives in Scotland. And they were invited over, so they're going to go over there. And he might actually play St. Andrews before going over. So
the Mecca of golf.
He'll probably have his clubs with him. I said to him, I said, now, Joe, I said, I probably could have, what are you doing? All right. Bill would have asked what they were playing and asked if he could go.
Right, he would have canceled a practice to play, I'm sure. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't have done that. But
close.
But the other
or
part,
somebody else would have run it anyway.
But when we're talking about the show, I would be doing the show probably 8 to 10 at night there.
Oh, absolutely, because the
then it should fit perfectly.
Yeah, the show I would be doing
there should be
eight to 10 at night there.
From the Guinness Brewery in downtown Dublin.
Yeah, live with Roger Corey.
Just got word the Eagles today announced that Dan Baker, who's been on this program, is not going to be their announcer for the Philadelphia Eagles games any longer. After 29 seasons, they decided to make a change. It at this point does not affect him being the announcer for the Phillies, but it does make that transition month of September and October probably a little bit easier for him.
Sure. Well, it still hurts, though. It still hurts. And they can talk about change of direction all they want.
Pursuing other opportunities, et cetera.
Right.
You know, that's what I was just going to say. You know,
the public address announcer.
Well, and that's what we talked to him about that.
Public address announcing has changed
to
the point of pure annoyance where I think somebody came up with the idea that they're part of the show. And they're not part of the show, okay? They're not part of the show at all. Their job is to identify what is going on. It is not to be first.
Yeah, give me
everybody
the basics.
Like, oh, come on,
yeah, please. Yeah,
I don't need that. So,
you know, and that's something that I think had a lot to do with it because Dan was not that type of public address announcer.
No, he's a pro.
He even told us on the show, which, by the way, if you looked up in the archives, you could probably find it, stevejonesshow.com, with the interview with Dan Baker. But that's one of the things he told us. You know, I am not the game. The game is the game. I'm just there to fill in the gaps.
Right.
Informationally.
Right. I mean, he's a pro's pro.
Yeah.
You know, and I sense when I hear something like this, I'm sensing that they want stylistically something different. And look, I do enough college football and college basketball where I hear all sorts some like Gene Honda, who is the voice of the Bulls and the Blackhawks at the United Center, is also the guy that does the Big Ten tournament. Gene's as professional as professional gets. Deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds terrific. And then you've got other people like, hey, you know, and they want to yell out first, and the crowd gets whatever.
You know, really I can understand it. I can understand it to a point, but...
To what?
I mean, you want to get the crowd. I understand getting the crowd involved in things like that.
To make a big play.
But, yeah. Well, but what I don't...
Here's one for you. You want to get the crowd involved? Make a play.
Yeah.
But there's a fine line, though, between getting the crowd involved and then... There are some announcers that actually feel the need to almost break into play-by-play as the play's happening.
Right.
And I'm not saying that happens at the college level there, but I'm talking about the smaller levels even. And it just, it's like, as I'm sitting there listening to the game, that's not why I'm there.
Bud Tolman told me exactly what the job is. And now there's certain things you have to read. Every reader's like,
sure.
But it is ball carrier, tackle, down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd even accept yard marker.
No, it was Zach Zwinek, the ball carrier, tackled by number 10 Ryan Shazier, second down.
See, I'm okay with
that's the job.
Yeah. Zwinek 5-yard carry, tackled by so and so.
It's too much. It's identify ball carrier, identify tackler, identify down.
It's. Sometimes you
that's
want
the job.
Yeah, edify and clarify.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't mind hearing the yards, especially if it's a big play. I mean, I want to know how many yards was that play. I don't mind that.
No.
If they say second and three.
But they don't know.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now.
Well, it's not hard to sit there 5, 10, 15, 20, 23.
I think the biggest one I like to hear is...
That's what I have to do during a game anyway.
One of the biggest things I like a public address announcer to do in football is... If there's a penalty, what is the penalty?
Right. If the referee's not mic'd.
Yeah. Because sometimes that gets very confusing. You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's what I look for, the clarification that a PA announcer would do. Say, oh, okay, it was offsides. It wasn't clipping or something like that.
Right. Exactly. And if you don't have the referee mic, then that's fine. But Dan has done the 29 years of exemplary work in the Eagles public address booth. We'll see what direction they want to go in. I just know that Dan Baker's a pro's pro, and the Eagles have been very lucky to have him all the years they've had him.
The Eagles say they'll begin a search for a new public address announcer and will work closely with an outside agency to aid in the transition.
Oh, fabulous.
Baker was quoted
they know a lot about Eagles football.
Baker was quoted in the statement saying, I want to thank Mr. Lurie and the Eagles and the fans for the privilege of announcing 29 years of Eagles football. It's truly been an honor, and he will be recognized at the season opening game on September the 7th. Against the Jaguars.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
But you know what? But you bring in an outside agency that's going to help them look and blah, 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 blah. Whatever happened to feel and instinct? Whatever happened? This has become a country that has no feel and no instincts anymore.
Well, if they bring in an outside agency, Steve, they're not bringing it in for somebody who knows Eagles football. They're bringing it in for a certain specific reason.
Right. But look at all these groups that come through. Okay, we've had a lot of businesses come through.
Sure.
Okay, Judy Carr was just here. Okay, Nottingham.
Yep, Nottingham Village.
We've had Tom Mertz come by with Sunbury Motors. We've talked to the Purdy's today and so forth. What's the hallmark of each one's success that has rolled through here today? They've all had to do it on feel and instinct and knowing their market. Okay, every one of them. Feel, instinct, and knowing their market. All right? We don't get that with certain things anymore. It's always, we're going to bring in an outside consulting firm. We're going to bring in an outside PR firm. What do you need that for? If you're any good at what you do, if you're any good at all, you know your area, you know your consumer, and you understand what works and doesn't work for them. Every market is different. Take, for example, announcing in Pittsburgh is different than announcing in Philadelphia.
Yeah, sure. It's a huge difference.
Huge difference. The tradition of a Bob Prince as to what they've done with Lanny Fitteri to Greg Brown. the way Mike Lang announces. We just had Lang on the show, two weeks ago?
2 weeks, yeah.
You know, Mike calls a brilliant game. The only time he'll throw the sayings in is after a goal.
Absolutely.
By the Penguins. It's the only time he does it. But that's his style. And in Pittsburgh, that works. You do that in Philadelphia, it's not going to work.
You're
going to
get hooted out.
When Bob Prince left and took the Astros job, okay?
Oh.
All right, you know, and he was fired by Westinghouse and KDKA.
Yes,
and he took the Astros job after that. It didn't work in Houston.
No, but how much of that didn't work?
It's all based on your market and what your market expects you to do.
But how much of that though has been what they have brought to the job and created, as opposed to the market itself too?
I think it has to be accepted when you do it.
Yeah, it does.
And I think. Sometimes it is, you do have to get lucky in this one area. And that is, you do it in a year where there's success by the team.
That makes it really easy.
And suddenly it becomes a fun deal for everybody. But, for example, Vin Scully. Would Vin Scully work in Pittsburgh?
Close call.
I don't know. If you ask, would Vin Scully work in Pittsburgh in Vin Scully's 10th year of broadcasting? Probably not. But now I think Vin Scully is so accepted because of his style, he could do it anywhere.
Yeah, I'm talking about I'm talking about 45-year-old Vin Scully.
Yeah,
I'm not
probably.
I'm not talking about 85-year-old Vin Scully.
No, because that style does not work for Pittsburgh.
Harry
Callis
worked in Houston before he took the Phillies job. Okay.
And St. Louis, too. I believe he was there for a while, too.
Okay. And let me look at Harry Carey. Harry Carey took off exponentially once he became the Cubs announcer. He did the same thing with Jack Buck with St. Louis.
Yeah.
He also did the White Sox, okay, before he took the Cubs. But with the Cubs, it just absolutely took off. It was what worked for them.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's a quirky market. Philadelphia is a really different market for announcers.
It is.
They have that love-hate relationship with their announcers.
Now, Harry and Merrill are two... Tim Saunders. We've had Tim Saunders on the show before, too, the Flyers.
Does the Flyers,
and
right.
Tim's got his own style as well. It's just every market is different. What you hear in New York as to how Michael Kay does a game is different than how Don Orsillo does a game in Boston. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. We're at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, where today we shot a 12-under par 60.
At least that's what we wrote down on the card.
It's amazing. We're the one team that asked for an eraser. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Look forward to it every year. It's something I circle on my calendar and enjoy very much. It's the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament here at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We played the morning flight. Could not have had a better time. Enjoyed it. Loved every second of it along the way. And we're now watching the afternoon flight go through. It benefits the greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So the money's being poured right back into the valley and into the youth of the valley. And you can't ask for a better charity than that. And we can't ask for a better view. It's unbelievable. I mean, we look out across the valley, and from the bypass all the way through up and down 15 to the gorgeous electrical wires up there, we really are enjoying so much.
And off in the distance, Mahatonga Mountain.
Yes.
Just right over there.
I see it.
Goes all the way down to Pottsville from the banks of the Susquehanna.
There you go.
There's a little geography lesson for you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Quick update on Major League Baseball. The Pirates beat San Francisco 4-3 this afternoon. Miami shutting out the Mets 1-0. Arizona with a win over Milwaukee 3-2. And in the top of the sixth, it's Washington leading the Dodgers 3-2. Bottom third, Seattle 1, Oakland 0. Kansas City leading San Diego 3-0. Bottom two there. That Seattle-Oakland game, by the way, is game one of a doubleheader today.
You know, the Pirates are getting close to that very magical 400% winning percentage. They're doing real well.
Yeah, although last night they won, and they won because of replay.
They did win.
They won because of replay last night. Replay has had its ups and downs. That was actually a high water mark for it last night. Bottom of the hour, time for news here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back.
Great to have you with us.
Everybody else got the joke. Come on.
Welcome back.
You have been Captain Grumpy for the first time. I'll tell you right now. You've lost weight, and it's affected you mentally. Hey, Bonnie, come on over here.
Somebody said to me earlier today that I actually had a look on my face like somebody ran over my cat. I didn't know what that meant, but
it was an accurate description.
How important is today for the greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA and the number of groups they've had here today?
It's an amazing turnout. We're so thrilled that the number of golfers that came out today have come out and feared this weather, the sun's not shining, but it's not raining. So we're happy about that. But it means a lot to the Y. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. So.
Good, perfect. I mean, I think you better get back out there. But you know,
Thank you so much for being here.
It's our pleasure being here. And you know, and Bob's been a positive guy, and Kyle's been a positive guy, yeah. I've been a positive guy, which is offset Captain Grumpy.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Bonnie Wasper from the Sunbury White. Bonnie, did you have a record number of teams this year, or what? It was it was close. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty.
180 golfers.
180, wow.
180 golfers.
Thanks, Bonnie. Good luck. Come back.
179 legit, and Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
180.
When is the next time I'm actually in the same location as you? Because I want to make sure that I'm off that day.
May 6th next year.
Exactly. Thank the Lord it's not this soon.
Come on.
Well, it'll probably...
Come on. We need to take a break. Because
no, we don't.
You told us that we didn't take two in this half hour.
We don't have to now.
Oh.
Why not?
Because I fixed it.
You fixed it?
I did. Well, Sarah Bartlett fixed it, but, you know.
I fixed it. Oh, Sarah fixed it.
I'm willing to share credit, you know.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I'm willing to share credit.
Then we're not going to take a break.
When
no. All right. And the next time I think we'll be together is when you come down for the
football preview.
Preview, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what? That's not that far away.
Yeah. Well, no, you and I will get together.
Exactly. We'll have a great time, as we always do.
I always do.
I'll remember to be on vacation that day.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
I didn't think you'd be upset.
You going to be there, Kyle? Kyle's there. Okay. I'll tell you, the three amigos ride again.
Yep. Great. You know, you were talking about the view here. As I look out, one of the things that I think about is usually by this time in May, you usually have the effect of leaves on the trees to worry about when you're playing golf, but today it really wasn't that way. There was very little leaves on the trees to get tangled up with.
Nice shot there by one of his foursomes approaching the ninth hole.
Bob, I don't know what he's looking at.
Yeah.
I see leaves everywhere.
Not in the abundance you normally would for this time of year.
What?
Well, there's a tree that has no leaves. There's a tree that has... Yeah, no, forget it. This is radio. Nobody cares.
There's 50,000 trees here.
Yeah. Look, the whole mountainside. What mountain did you call it again, Bob? Because I never heard a name.
Mahatonga.
Yeah,
Mahatonga Mountain.
Yeah, well, look at that. There's very few leaves on those trees, but that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Let me tell you a little secret about Mahatonga Mountain. If you follow it...
It doesn't get leaves on the trees very quickly?
If you follow it all the way to Pottsville, you end up at the Yingling Brewery. That's why I know.
Well, let me put it this way.
Is that part of the Appalachian Trail or the Buhner Trail?
That is both.
That's the Buhner Trail.
Exactly.
That's the Buhner Trail.
Right to the Yingling Brewery in downtown Pottsville.
Not to be confused with the Buhner Bar Tour. But that's,
that's a different event.
That's a whole different event. Mentioned earlier that the... Miami Marlins have been playing very well, won four in a row, are now second place in the National League East. You know, if you would have said Miami would have been in second in the National League East at any time in the year, I would have laughed at you.
That's why he didn't
Kevin,
say it.
Kevin, here's the issue.
Tell me the issue, Stephen.
The issue is as follows.
Yes.
Okay? A lot of people don't notice that right now. I mean, baseball.
Judging by the attendance,
no,
you haven't.
No, but no, baseball has a problem. It's a generational thing. Baseball's having a lot of trouble connecting to those who are 34 or younger right now.
That's true.
If you are over the age of 34, you know, baseball's doing pretty well. I mean, they're doing pretty well with those who are middle-aged to older. The problem that baseball has is that they're looking out and they're watching their crowd get gray. And, you know, I, look, I'm 56, right? You're
62.
Right, 62.
2 days ago.
Right. But we're huge baseball fans.
We are.
Okay? And we grew up in the game. And let's say, you know, we know how much we love football and basketball and things like that. But with those 34 and under, the NBA Finals has beaten the World Series in 4 of the last 5 years, ratings-wise. Now, the NBA Finals, 4 of the last 5 years. Now, you look at last year. Last year, baseball got exactly what it wanted. They got a marquee across-the-board team that ended up being a champion in the Red Sox against a traditional Midwestern marquee team in the St. Louis Cardinals. Yet the ratings were no better than okay. I'll tell you what baseball hasn't had. Baseball, since 2004, has only had 1/7 and deciding game of a World Series. And that was the Texas World Series with the Giants, with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the only 7th and deciding game they've had. In fact, ironically, the one game playoffs have had higher ratings than the LCS and the LDS. And I think one of the things that baseball needs to consider doing is they need to consider the one-game playoff and then take the LDS and the LCS and roll each of them back into five-game series, where I think there's a better chance of a fifth and deciding game to be played instead of drawing it out over a period of time where the playoffs become exponentially long in the mindset of the fans. Because they have not had... I mean, what's interesting that sets, like when the Pirates played the Reds last year.
One game,
you're done. So what you had in 1 week, you had 3 of those games in 1 week last year.
And
you had Tampa Bay play Texas, right, to get in.
Right.
Followed up by Tampa Bay playing. Did Tampa Bay play, I want to say Oakland? Tampa Bay played Oakland, I think.
I think that sounds
right. One game. And then you had Cincinnati play Pittsburgh, one game. Those games were higher rated than the LCS or the LDS. And baseball has not had the drama of a seventh aside game. Let's go back to 1986. In 1986, when the Red Sox played the Mets, you had the seventh and deciding game on a Sunday night get rained out. And suddenly the seventh and deciding game was opposite Monday night football. And this is the heyday of Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football was on an absolute roll in the mid-80s. And baseball clobbered it. Clobbered it. I mean, it wasn't even close. I remember the Redskins were playing, I think, the Giants that night.
Okay.
And the Mets were playing the Red Sox. And that game got 55% of the audience. Now, that's 1986. Now roll that ahead to now. The NBA Finals have beaten out baseball 4 of the last 5 years in the ratings pool. And part of it is, right, is that baseball cannot figure out the proper pacing of today's lifestyle. There's, you know, what's happened is that pitching and defense in the post-steroid era has dominated so much. What then goes hand in hand with pitching and defense, especially the pitching part? A lack of physical action.
Okay?
There's no act. The ball's not in play. And that's what happens. The pitching has become so good Okay? Or maybe it's the hitting's been rolled back or a combination of the two. The ball's not in play that much. You watch basketball, the ball's in play. You watch hockey, the puck's in play. If you watch football, okay, the play's over, and they're replaying it for you, so the ball might as well still be in play.
Yeah.
Okay? Baseball, the ball's not in play enough.
And
that's what I think that's part of what you're seeing in the under 34 crowd.
That's what I was just going to say. And this is the real problem baseball has right now. And Little League will tell you this as well. Their numbers collectively are not getting bigger as far as youth baseball. That goes from high school on down to Little League. There is no future base, if you'll pardon the pun, of a fan base that exists that are going to be coming up to watch baseball in the next 20 years because the numbers just aren't there for the kids that are playing it, so they're not as interested in watching it on television, and part of it is because of the pace of the game. You know, the biggest difference I hear from kids going from majors, which is up to 13, to the kids that are 13, 14, 15, and 16, they're playing one extra inning. All right, it goes from 6 to 7 innings. Mm-hmm. You know what? The one thing that they keep saying, the reason they're not playing?
Coaches.
Well, there is that.
My kids love me. Yeah. At least in my mind, they do.
If you'd like, I would like to have them gather around here and have a talk with Uncle Steve.
Are you kidding? Uncle Steve would twist that. No, seriously, the one thing that they'll say is the 7-inning game is too slow. The gameplay takes too long. It's one extra inning, but it feels like forever for them compared to playing 6 innings in the majors level. And that's what I hear from every kid that decides to stop playing at the age of 13 or 14.
13,
the game takes too long.
13's a big age because they've gone from a 60-foot to a 90-foot field.
Right.
And, you know, you've gone from a 46-foot mound to a 60-foot, 6-inch mound, and the transition at 13 is difficult. It is difficult, and that's where you lose a lot of players because suddenly it's like, you know, suddenly that base hit they got before, now they're only 75 feet down the line,
yeah,
and there's still another 15 feet to go.
And that game appears to be longer.
Yeah.
Because they're watching it more than they're playing it at that point.
Well, the other part is a pitching-dominated, defensive-dominated game appears to be a lot slower pace game than where there's lots of action and running and hitting and scoring and things like that.
Well, look at, you know what the big, you know what, in this area, Bob, and you can attest to this, or what is the biggest growing sport in youth and high school?
Lacrosse.
Yeah. Lacrosse.
No,
why? Because that game is fast-paced, there's high scoring, and there's constant movement.
And it's physical, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you can actually check people.
It's like when you're in an area where there's not a lot of ice in the winter, it's kind of like the version of ice hockey.
It's football in the spring. I mean, really.
Well, yeah. I've announced lacrosse. I've announced lacrosse on TV, championship lacrosse, in fact. And one of the things that you find is that you actually announce it a lot like a hockey game.
Yeah.
You blend in what the rules are for lacrosse,
sure,
but it's very much played like hockey on grass with poles.
Yeah.
So you end up announcing it that way. But baseball, it's not like they haven't tried things.
No.
Because they have. You hate interleague play, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I hate it is because it's not consistent.
Right. The DH thing, I'm fine with it as well. But it's not like they haven't tried things, because you know what? They have.
Yes. They've experimented.
And it's not as if they're out of touch and they're not attempting to do something about it. But the trend now, steroids. Okay. People think of steroids and they think baseball. Yet what league has had had 3-1 over the major leagues in steroid suspensions? Football.
I was going to say football's the NFL.
Had over the same era, there's been a 3-1 ratio of football suspensions to steroids and drugs than baseball.
Yeah, and
yet baseball has the stigma of being the one that's the steroid league.
I wasn't going to say this in the sense other than teasing, but maybe the thing we need to do for baseball to get the fan base back up is reintroduce steroids.
Yeah.
But
you know what, though?
One of the things they
can do, I think, and I hate to say it, but maybe it's juice the ball again. And get the ball to fly a little bit more.
The other thing you could do, you need a pitch clock. You need a pitch clock or a play clock or something that forces the pitcher and batter to get on the mound and get in the box and throw the ball.
I also think you should be restricted to the number of mound trips you make, and that includes catchers going
out.
That includes infielders coming in to talk to pitchers and so forth. I think that has to be restricted. Every sport, in the NHL, you have one timeout each team. In the NBA, you have 7 timeouts each team. College basketball, 5 timeouts each team. College football, pro football, 3 timeouts each half. Baseball is the only one that has unlimited the number of times that you can go out there and, you know, and talk to somebody. You have to. I think it has to be restricted where there is no mound conference to go and settle the dude down.
Yeah.
There's no mound conference. I'm sorry. You go out there, you're taking him out. There's no like, hey, let's go out and settle him down. You know, you don't see Pete Carroll, you know, I think I'm going to go out there and settle Russell Wilson down. I think we're going to do that. Okay, well, fine. Well, guess what? You just did it. You got 2 timeouts left.
He almost threw an interception. Maybe we should call a timeout and talk to him about it.
I'm just saying, but you know, they should probably limit it as the number
That's
of times.
One thing.
And that includes the catchers. Okay? Hey, it's not my fault that you misjudged and you didn't get a guy warmed up in the pen. It's not my fault. You send the catcher out and delay the game so the guy you just got up in the pen can get 5 more throws in. Really?
I think you need to have some sort of a time in between pitches, and I think it needs to be enforced. I know it's there. It's only there as a rule. It is not an enforced rule. There is entirely too much going on in between pitches, cleaning your cleats, stepping out of the box, looking down at the third base coach, looking at somebody in left field, then finally getting back in the box, then stepping out again because the pitcher's taking too long.
Now,
guess what? You're already 40 seconds into a bat.
But when I talk about maybe getting back to making the ball tighter.
Sure.
Okay, and juicing the ball, which is juicing the ball.
It really is.
You're tightening up the ball.
Yes.
Right? You want the ball in play. When the ball's in play, that's called action.
I knew it. Can I use pine tar then as an advantage for a pitcher to try and balance out the juice ball?
No.
Right now
the pitchers are dominating the game. We're not quite back to 1968 levels. But remember what they did in 68. The reaction in 68 was go to 69 and lower the mound.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like there have never been adaptations to the game, and they're playing the game exactly the way Rogers, Hornsby, Ty Cobb, and Walter Johnson did. That is another one of, as Steve Jones calls, the myths of sports.
Here's a great example. Miami and the Mets today. 1-0, a total of 5 hits in the entire game.
Yeah.
That's not an exciting game.
That's a bad example.
You
it's
think?
Miami and the Mets. We'll come back with more for the Susquehanna Valley Country Club on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-432-0360. 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360.
Stay cool in the summer. Stay warm in the winter. And feel at home with the friendly and professional services of Comfort Specialists. We understand that when you're comfortable, life is good.
Homeowners across America are searching for better ways to get more out of their energy dollars. Many have found that a geothermal heat pump is the answer. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water. Your home stays comfortable year-round while trimming your energy use by up to 80%. And now, with federal tax credits, you can save an additional 30% on the total installation. Climate Master systems are a cleaner choice for the environment, too. To learn more about how Climate Master geothermal technology can help cut your energy bills, call the professionals at Comfort Specialists today.
When you're comfortable, life is good. For reliable, year-round service 24 hours a day, call Comfort Specialists at 888-524-4822 or visit yourcomfortspecialist.com. Attorney General, Pennsylvania, contractor registration number PA002058.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. The leaves are coming out, the grass is getting green, and our thoughts turn to the outdoors. Spring is finally here, and it's time to think about new furniture for your sun porch, patio, and backyard. We have the finest lines of American-made outdoor furniture. We have wicker and rattan, patio sets, Adirondack chairs, umbrellas, and poly lumber furniture. New this year are Telescope Furniture's Adirondack chairs, made from marine-grade polymer. Adirondack chairs are at a special introductory price of $349 through May. All Telescope Furniture is made in the USA and carries a 15-year structural warranty. We are proud to sell the Lloyd Flanders Wicker Furniture for over 50 years. Save 39% off suggested retail, plus a limited-time extra discount on select pieces of the best-selling Grand Traverse collection. With American-made, quality outdoor furniture, we have everything you need for your sun porch, patio, or backyard. Please visit the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury, or moyersfurniture.com.
Oh, this ain't no regular popcorn chicken. This soul chicken.
Nelly's, Nelly's Chicken Shack. You can have it once and we know you'll come back to the shack. Nelly's Chicken, Nelly's Chicken Shack.
Nelly's Chicken Shack, located at 901 Market Street in Sunbury. Come enjoy the wide variety of Nelly's Fried Chicken, now serving 8, 12, and 16-piece buckets of chicken. Also, the famous Hers Ice Cream.
Welcome back, Susquehanna Valley Country Club, where today Kevin Hurd tore the course apart. Superintendent will be around to take care of the course.
I fixed every divot. I'd like to say I fixed every ball mark, but I didn't really leave any because I never really hit the green on the fly today. But I did fix every divot, and the ones that couldn't be fixed have been sanded and seeded properly.
The course will be closed tomorrow to allow the groundskeepers. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding about that.
There's a few spots where they don't have to mow. So, you know, I actually did the groundskeeper a favor.
Let's not forget the one.
Hey, that was pretty sweet, that little tap in there.
Yeah.
He did hit one today, and I said, grass cutter to short.
I did say that.
It was.
There's a certain YMCA that's been the great beneficiary of the Truman Purdy golf tournament here.
Hang on, as these guys come off the green, whoever tapped that in, did you actually tap it in over top of the other ball? I thought that's what happened. That was pretty sweet. Listen, there's a golf clap for that one. I'm impressed. That was nice.
That was really cool.
That was what? That's the first golf clap ever. Was it at least for a par? Was it at least for a par? That way. Oh, a seven. Well, there you go. At least you beat the snowman. That's the good news there.
I don't think I would have told the radio guys that. Just my...
That was pretty good, though. I mean, the ball sitting there between the cup and where he was putting, put it right over top of it, dropped it right in.
As Bonnie Wasmer said, this is the single largest, most significant fundraiser they have during the course of the year, the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, and it benefits the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. It goes poured right back into the programs there. Bonnie does a great job as the executive director there. It benefits so many people up and down the valley. 180 golfers, a record here today for the event. We're thrilled to have been a part of it and have enjoyed broadcasting from here very, very much.
Ron Marshall, big part of the Milton YMCA, also affiliated with the with the group, and Ron was out doing a lot of things today. And
big
I saw
Oklahoma
for a few...
and Yankees fan.
Yeah, big.
Yeah, yeah.
Yankees
he's
fan.
Got that Mickey Mantle, Bobby Mercer thing working there. Oklahoma and the
seven.
Yankees.
Yeah, number seven.
All I know is every time I see him, whether it's whether he's officiating a high school football game or a basketball game or with the YMCA. He asked me, by the way, how'd the Phillies do? And he always picks the day they lose. I find that very ironic.
No, that's...
it happens with more frequency of late.
So it has. That's true. Not, the odds are in his favor.
It's not really
right.
As much of a coincidence as you're thinking it to be.
All right. Music is up.
time to wrap it up. Bob, great to see you.
Good to see you, Steve, my friend.
Kevin, great to see you. We had a great time today.
I enjoy when you come into town. I enjoy playing around the golf with you as well, Steve.
With Mark Mahoney and Dick Court, we had a great time today. Our thanks to everyone here at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club and also to our good friends at the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, good friends at Sunbury Motors who are out here today, and, of course, to Bonnie Wasfer and the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. We will talk to you tomorrow about the NFL Draft on News Radio 1070 WKOK.